We're speaking with Miriam Iron Ohevet El, she who loves God. And Miriam has many interesting ideas about lots of subjects. And one of the ideas that she's developed is on the word Semite. That's the word we use in English. In Hebrew, it's
Shemiyut.
And let's hear, Miriam, what is the significance of that word? Where does it come from? What does it mean?
Okay, you know that I usually learn about things because of my own questions, my own curiosity about reality. And here I am living in a world that there's so much anti-Semitism that go for so many generations. And so I was questioning, what is this anti-what, you know? So what is this, the essence of Semitism? Does anybody stop to ask himself, what is Semitism? Everybody is busy busy talking about anti-Semitism.
And by the way, the Semites include the Arabs, include the Jews. I think it even includes the Ethiopians. They also speak a Semitic language.
Okay, we will talk about it for my own learning, what the conclusions I came. But that was the first question I asked. What is it? What is Semitism? So for me, the source is the Bible. And in Hebrew, the root of the word the Shemiyut is Shem, which means name. So I asked myself the question, where is it the first place in the Bible that the word, the root Shem, appears? And I was surprised to know that it's right there at the beginning of the creating of the world. In Genesis, you know, where God gave Adam, and actually Adam and Eve, the job to give names to the animals. I would never thought about it, but when I read it, another question came up. Why did he give him this job? It seems like that was not his official job, because his official job is to take care. You know, to take care. Le'ovda u'le'shomra. To take care of the land, to cultivate it, and so on. So it's important to ask oneself the right question so you get the right answer. So it occurred to me that this job that he received, which seems to be the first wisdom that man shows, that's what it says in the Talmud, Reshit Chochmato Shel Adam. He shows the first time that he is wise. God is incredibly wise, you know. He gave him a job to prepare him to his main task. So I'll give you an example. Let's say you find an animal in the street, a dog. And you say, oh, what a nice dog, and so on. And he, you know, he does with his tail, you know, and everything. But then you said, oh, I know what a name I'll call him. I'll call him Osher. You know, the minute you give a name to your dog, to a dog, it becomes your dog. It's not just an animal out there. It's all of a sudden you have a relationship with this creature. And that's what God did when he gave Adam to practice, to give names, because he had to give a name, the right name. You have to look. You have to really get into this creature in front of you, so you give him the right name. And that's how we made him in close contact with the creatures. And he could care about them. Isn't that incredible? So that's one thing. And then how do we know that Eve is involved in it? It's because just after that job, Eve was born. In other words, maybe he couldn't do it by himself. And I thought about it, and I said yes, because, you know, Adam was more of the analyzer, the intellectual. And Chava, in her word, in Chava, the name of her is to experience. To experience, lachvot. So she had the ability to experience. So both of them together could come with the proper name. So now we understand that Shemiyut has to do with the art of naming. To be a Semite, you know, to be a Semite, you have to be, first of all, an analyzer, an experiential, and you have to care. You have to develop this caring about the world around, because this has to do with giving a name. Now, we see later, the second place that we come across the name name is when we see the three sons of Noah. So Noah had three sons.
Noah.
So Shem, Ham, Ve'Yefet. I would say like that. He had three sons. One, his name was Mr. Name. The other one was Mr. Beauty, and the third one was Mr. Hot. And you know, it's a very important thing. In the Bible, the names are not accidental. They actually explain the essence of this entity. So we meet a person that his name is Mr. Name. And he is, by the way, the father of all Bnei Iver. In other words, he is the father of all the Hebrews. So there is a connection between Shem and the Hebrews. Although we know that beside the Hebrews, he had other sons also. Therefore, the Semites are not only the Hebrews, but they are spread today all over the world. So we see that every son of Noah, there is something unique about him. And it says, I'm saying what it says in the Bible, God gave beauty to Mr. Beauty.
Yefet.
Yafet Elohim leYefet. Vayishkon beOhalei Shem. But he dwells in the dwelling of Shem. Vayi Knan Eved Lamo. And Knan, which is the son of Ham, of Hat, will have to subordinate to his other two brothers. We know, according to the tradition, from each son of Noah came a whole line of nations. So this is the traditional way of seeing it. Later I will talk how I see it today from a holistic point of view. I see it not just as different nations. I see it in different faculties of the human being. So Yefet present anything that has to do with culture, with aesthetics, it's part of the human being. It's, I would say, the wisdom of the human being, his capacity to the utmost development. I would say, as I said, culture, aesthetics, numbers, arts. This is a big field, maybe even sciences, you know. This is like human wisdom and knowledge. So that's the Yefet part of the one of the person.
And the tradition that was seen as the Greeks.
They usually say that it's the Greeks and the Roman. But I would say that if we see it today from a holistic point of view, it's that each person actually has,
and each person
has those faculties. We have the tradition, the culture, and so on, what we just said. And then there is a part, Vayishkon Bo'alei Shem. That part of the human being is a deeper part. It's beyond culture. It's the relationship that man has with God. That's the essence, I would say, of Semitism. The part in every human being that has a relationship with God. It's very deep, you know. And Ham, you see, Ham is the son of Noah that we know about him, that when Noah was lying after he got drunk, he is the passionate one. he couldn't hold himself back from seeing, and then there is another time they say he did. It's a mystery what happened there. But anyway, he was aroused sexually, and it's the part of us that is the passionate part of us, that it's part of life. But this part, interesting enough, has to be subordinated to the other two. Does that make sense, right? We know it, that mi ha gibora akoveshet itzro. Who is the hero? Hero is the one that that control his passion. I mean, it's a non-proverb in our tradition, and in other also other traditions, it's how to deal with our passion. Not that it's negative; it's a question of proportions. And so, if we'll sum it up, is that the Semitism is first of all is the art of naming. The art behind the art of naming is this deep curiosity and contemplation that we develop around with the world around us. That's the base of a Semite. He is very interested. He is very connected with his environment. The second part of the Semite is that he has a personal relationship with God. That part of us, the Semite in each one of us, is the part of that what we say the neshama, that we are not just mind or physical body, but we are a soul. And another thing about Semitism and Semites is that they worship God through the name of God. Because for them, naming is a deep thing. Semitism has to do with the art of naming. Now, we see it all over the world and we can recognize the Semite in the world by the way he worship God. For instance, I would start with the Sufis, that I would say they are like typical Semites. If you'll see how they worship God, it's by their zikr. They have a ritual, a specific ritual, where they dance together and they repeat the name of God again and again and again. If you take the Kabbalists, you will see that their deepest worship, the most secret and, essence-like worship, is through the name. In the Hebrew tradition, the name of God is so holy, you don't even say it. You are not allowed to say it. You just say the name, Hashem. And by worship internally, visualizing this particular name, this is the most intimate relationship you can create through the name. It's the Devekut technique. Devekut. If you take the, for instance, in India, they have these songs, Japa, I think it repeats itself. Those songs that they, ritualistic songs. What is it? It's a repetition of the name of God. This is an ancient Semite technique. Now, actually, after learning all this study about Semitism, what I came to understand that I'm a proud Semite. And I think the problem is that nobody stopped to think about it. Not even Jewish people, not even Israelis, my friends, nobody asked himself. And I think that ignorance, a bad sickness, all the bad things come from ignorance. And the reason it's important for me to share what is Semitism is that if we really understand what Semitism is, then there is nobody anti what? It's like if people will understand that it's all in us as human beings, there is nobody anti anything, and Semitism is the deep part of the human being.
Thank you again, Miriam.